Selamat datang di
Bad Podcast.
Di Bandad Podcast.
Just Boys Talk. Woo.
Be My Dad is back, baby.
Yeah, we're back.
Our podcast today will talk about Idul Fitri Day.
Yeah.
Eid holiday.
Eid
is Islamic holiday, right? It's, do you know what Eid al-Fitr means?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Okay, let me tell you in a short, okay? You remember when Abraham sacrifices one of his son in the Bible story?
Yeah.
Okay. So Christians and Jews believe that he is going to sacrifice Isaac, but
Isaac,
yeah, and Muslims believe that they are going to sacrifice Ishmael or whoever the child was. Anyway, the story is the same. So they are going up uphill, right, or up to the mountain, and then when. Just Abraham was about to sacrifice his child. Then God says, wait a minute.
Like this. Hey, Abraham,
wait. Stop it.
Don't chop him into oblivion yet. He still needs to live, you
okay,
know?
Okay, I'm going to give you a sheep or a lamb or a goat or something like that to replace your son, okay?
Yeah, because he still needs a life.
Yeah. And then, Eid al-Fitri is about holding their desires to eat, to swear, or to say bad words or something like that. Well, mostly to eat and drink. And then they are getting the they, in the end of the month,
yeah,
they are having victory.
Victory? What do you mean by
over that? Their desires, wanting to eat or something like that. So, wait, it's got to do with Abraham? Let me relate.
Well, back to the topic then.
Okay, well anyway,
Doggy!
Oh no, it was Idul Adha, who is about sacrificing goat. I'm sorry, I got it mixed up. So, Idul Fitri means going back to Fitrah. Idul Fitri was about going back to Fitrah, means going back to zero. So,
yeah. They
believe when babies are born, babies are without sin. So going back to Fitra means that you're having no sin, like that, something like that.
Yeah, it's like resetting your life.
That's right, in terms of sin and good deeds. Okay. So we are going to
wait.
What?
We forgot to choose our second topic.
Yeah, we will do it later.
Okay,
when we are about halfway through this podcast. So, congratulations. We wish you happy Idul Fitri to all our Muslims, friends, and relatives.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, we have a few relatives in our side, in my side of the family. Like my auntie was converted to Muslim. You met her. She lives in Bogor until now. We were there like a couple of years, several years ago, and then there are more relatives from your mom's side of the family who is celebrating Idul Fitri.
Yes.
So, around.
Wait, we got only 40 seconds left, so let's make this last part quick.
Okay, so Idul Fitri is about forgiving each other. So we have to forgive each other, especially in this holiday,
yeah,
in this particular day of Idul Fitri. So, one thing that I notice about apologizing or asking for forgiveness is that sometimes we do it in purpose to say something to the other. Not we really mean it, but if we are apologizing, it should be that we mean it, right?
Yeah, we mean like I apologize you, but inside we don't.
Nah, that's a bad thing to do.
Like you just say it, you don't do it.
You have to apologize from the heart.
Like this.
I really truly sorry. I am so sorry.
Don't say it, you do it.
Do what?
Do apologize though.
Oh, do apologize. Sincerely, right?
Very sincere.
Okay, good. So, besides our topic of Idul Fitri, we are going to have new segment, which is
pick an idea from the owl.
Yeah,
we still don't have a name for this segment yet, so please do take this seriously.
How about we call it random words?
Random words, that is good.
So we, Bima and Dad, we wrote in the piece of paper random words.
Yeah, a lot of random words.
And we put it in our owl piggy bank.
Yeah.
Owl bank or something like that.
But now we call it Owly.
Owly.
Well,
so,
I call it Owly though.
Okay. Do you want to have the privilege of taking the first word from Owly? Go
first
ahead.
First ever word?
Uh-huh.
That would be an honor. So now I'm opening the owl's head.
Okay, scramble. And put it from
three,
the middle.
Two,
or
one.
Yeah. Go.
Boom.
I'll close the owl. So I'll do it. I'm closing Owly. Sorry, Owly. I'll see you tomorrow.
We're talking about January.
January. We are talking about January in the month of May.
Seriously.
So,
who wrote this one?
I did. It's my handwriting, right?
What? You wrote
so,
January in the middle of
what
April?
What comes in the middle of May, end of May actually. So what comes into your mind when you hear about January?
I hear about, hey look, it's a new year, January.
That's right, it's a new year, new beginning.
Yeah.
Sasa, you wanna be a part in the podcast? That's our dog, Sasa.
Yeah. Please.
She is excited, I think.
Yeah, please. If you hear any of her sounds in any of our podcasts sooner, like please don't think about it.
Or if you can translate what Sasa was saying.
Yeah, with an animal translator app, please can you please send us the link to that app.
Okay, January. It's a new year. It's new beginning.
Wait, let's put this apart. So let's
what
put
just
it
passed
away.
In January, what just passed? Wait, don't take another one.
No,
what just passed? Christmas just passed.
Christmas.
So what do you think we do in January? Usually.
We usually pack up all of our Christmas stuff.
That's right. So we pick up our Christmas trees,
like
the decorations, right?
Yeah, so like one day it's Christmas, the next day just nothing. Like just 1 second after midnight, it's all bulldozed.
So anyway, what usually happens in January, do you know? In terms of climate?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'll do
no
it in bahasa
idea.
Indonesia. Januari, hujan sehari-hari. So it's mostly raining.
Yeah.
January is daily we are having rain.
Yeah, I think we're having too much fun with the January topic thing.
So, in January, usually in my office now, usually come back to the office around the 3rd of January, which is so soon.
I know. Meanwhile, I come back in like 6th January.
That's right.
But then
in the first or second Monday, right?
Yeah, but then I don't know what happened in the past 2 days.
Okay. What did happen in
before
our first days in school? Do you talk about your holidays where you went?
Well, I mostly don't talk about it because I don't want to brag. But if the teachers ask, well, I gotta be honest. So I tell them my story. Like this.
Well, you can tell stories without having to brag about it, right?
Well, yeah.
So where did you go? Well, we went to Dubai, for example, right? We did went to Dubai in 2017.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that was fun.
So it's not about bragging, it's about telling what we experienced. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, but I don't want to say, like, missay words, like say misleading words.
Yeah, I understand.
So yeah, I literally don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, in my place too, in my workplace, when people ask, hey dude, where did you go?
Well Christmas.
Well, we were having holiday in Sri Lanka. What? Or something like that. They go crazy about it, but I don't think I was bragging.
Yeah.
I was just telling the truth, right?
Yeah, like
we were there
like this,
to
like,
meet
I
Monday
don't,
and
like
Uday and family, yeah. Right? So it's not about bragging. So it's about telling stories, right?
Yeah.
What we learned when we were there, what was the difference, and etc. etc.
And Dad, I'm telling you the truth in front of everyone here. So there's one day in school, when I was in school, I wrote something really quick and then I said done, but people said I was bragging, but I didn't. I said done.
That's right.
I said nothing else.
People misunderstood you, right?
Yeah.
That's why we have to explain our we have to give reason.
Yeah,
I'm not about bragging, man. It's all truth.
Yeah, dude.
If you envy me because of it, well, I can't do nothing about it, right?
Well, yeah, of course.
Well,
you can't do nothing.
We can say that, well, we are blessed to have the opportunity to go to places like that.
Yeah.
But you yourself must have had good holidays too, wherever you are, right?
Yeah.
That's right. So, if we hear somebody say, well, we went to Europe or something like that, so we don't have to envy them.
Yeah, we don't like have to say like, dude, you brag like that.
No, that's right.
Because in my class, there is literally 25 people saying that I brag.
If you wasn't about bragging, if you're not bragging that, then you have to convince them, right? And then what else? Well, if people are happy when they were saying something, well, we went to Bali and we see stuff and we, oh, nice. If they're happy, then we must be happy too. We are happy for them.
Yeah, that's like literally emotional support.
That's right. Nice job, Bima. You got to that conclusion. That's very, very smart. I'm proud of you, boy.
Thanks.
Okay, let's end the topic. What do you think? So do you think we are going to do it tomorrow?
Yeah, for the next tomorrow's topic, why don't we do it like before the episode comes?
What do you mean?
What I mean is we pick it before the episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can do that. So we can prepare.
Yeah, like
okay, sure.
For preparation, you know?
Okay, ma'am. So now I know that Bima is a prepared type of person.
Yeah.
So there is two kind of person in this kind of situation. Someone who says in bahasa, nanti bagaimana? We have to prepare. What happens if we are not prepared, right?
Yeah.
And then the other one is, ya gimana nanti lah.
Yeah,
nanti
like,
gimana dan gimana nanti.
I don't literally get it.
Kalau gimana nanti? Ya udah jalan aja dulu. Nanti kalau kalau mentok gimana? Ya gimana nanti lah kita atur-atur lagi.
Oke. Okay, right? So
that's a little bit
Garrett.
In bahasa Indonesia.
Yeah, I'm like Garrett from Dude Perfect. If you are listening to this, I am one of your first people.
You're his fans?
Yes.
Okay, Garrett, you're lucky to have a fan as smart as Bima.
And who are you in DP?
Huh?
Dude Perfect.
Oh, who are DP.
I think you're mostly Tyler, but some
Me?
Kind of Cody guy.
Okay. Well, I don't know about those guys. Why don't you talk about them in our next episode?
Well,
you can't really, you can't wait to hear it, right, guys?
Yeah, but you have to wait. Patience is key.
That's right. I'll see you later, alligator.
See you later, alligator. Goodbye.
Bye.
Terima kasih teman-teman sudah mendengarkan episode Bad Podcast ini. Jangan lupa follow Bad Podcast di Spotify dan platform podcast lainnya.
Kalian bisa cari kami di Facebook page Bad Podcast yang ada fotonya dua cowok ganteng.
Asik.
Kalian bisa tinggalkan pesan dan juga mengirimkan kritik, saran, dan lain-lainnya kepada kami. Oke, sekian dulu ya. Sampai jumpa.
Bye.